First, like we do each week, we start things out chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. A lot of interesting stories from the past week in the travel industry. Let's start with the U.S. judge down in Florida overturning the masking laws for air travel in the U.S.
Right. So last week, the CDC extended their national mask requirements for public transportation till May 3rd. And as you say, then there was a Florida-based federal judge who overturned that decision. So the result is that the TSA says that it will no longer enforce the mask mandate on planes, trains, buses, and in airports. So right now, this affects mostly U.S. domestic flights, but it will also apply to select international flights depending on the rules and destination. Canada will not follow the U.S. lead when it comes to dropping mask mandates for travel, as per Canada's transport and prime minister, stating that federal decisions about masking and COVID safety would be made based on what the science is telling us.
And now it appears that the Biden administration is going to appeal that ruling. So we'll see where that takes us in the coming weeks and months.
Right. So it's just an ongoing saga, which I don't know if it was really necessary at the end of the day, but we will see how it plays out.
Speaking of sagas, Flair Airlines issue is still in the news.
Yes, it is. And the National Airlines Council of Canada, which represents the country's largest carriers, including Air Canada, Air Transat, WestJet, and Jazz, as well as the Air Transport Association of Canada, have all banded together to condemn startup Flair Airlines' request to be exempted from Canadian ownership requirements, even on a temporary basis. Their appeal for fairness in requiring newcomers to play by the same rules as other players in the aviation industry, the council warned that of the impact on travel recovery. So they're saying that if granted, this unprecedented request would allow Flair to continue operating outside the bounds of existing Canadian law, setting a troubling precedent while also threatening consumer confidence in the sector at a time when the travel industry is working hard to provide a strong and sustainable future for air travel for Canadians.
Well, and I heard the CEO of Flair Airlines talking to reporters about their take on it. And basically, from what I understand, he was saying they took some private funding so they could keep operating over the pandemic. And as soon as they pay those investors back, everything will be fine. So again, the ongoing saga, we'll see what happens.
That's right. So the Flair will respond to the CTA by May 3rd, but till then, there could be a possibility that they'll lose their license in Canada.
Mm-hmm. And Sunwing having issues as well this past week.
Right, another hot mess. The network-wide system issues originating with Sunwing's provider Airline Choice created a lot of havoc and had seen passengers waiting in destinations for flights home, as well as waiting at Canadian airports for flights out. So they tried to fix the breach by, you know, processing flights manually, but it took time. And travel advisors with clients impacted by flight delays or cancellations as a result of the outage with Sunwing's check-in systems provider are hearing more about options for date changes and compensation.
Yeah, it was, if you were on one of those Sunwing flights, I do sympathize with you. But again, it just shows how much we are reliant on computer systems. And if they go down for some reason, boy, oh boy, it can sure cause all kinds of chaos, can't it?
It can. And that really shows, too, that now's the time to book through a travel advisor. There's somebody that, you know, maybe you can get through to the Sunwing phone line, but the travel advisor has portals that they can look at to help their travelers get on their way or make alternate flights. So always good to book with a travel agent.
Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can find her on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. We'll do it again next week, Onanta.
You bet. Take care.